May I be blunt, Jack?
Cauldron stood a little taller, tucked in his shirt. He was what some would call boyishly and disarmingly handsome. His face was big and unthreatening, with cottony, malleable features.
Don't sugarcoat anything for me, he said. I want the truth.
Could this be a hoax? Jack shot a quick glance at Diane Hoffman. She moved slightly. Might have been a nod. He turned back to Myron.
What do you mean?
Could Chad be behind this? The longer flyaway hairs got caught up in a cross breeze and fell down into his eyes. He pushed them away with his fingers. Something came across his face. Rumination, maybe? Unlike Linda Cauldron, the idea had not snapped him into a defensive stance. He was pondering the possibility, or perhaps merely grasping at an option that meant safety for his son.
There were two different voices, Cauldron said, on the phone.
It could be a voice changer. Myron explained what that was. More rumination. Cauldron's face scrunched up.
I really don't know.
Is it something you can imagine Chad doing?
No,
Cauldron replied. But who can imagine anyone's kid doing something like this? I'm trying to remain objective here, hard as that is. Do I think my boy could do something like this? Of course not. But then again, I wouldn't be the first parent to be wrong about my kid, now would I?
Fair enough, Myron thought.
Has Chad ever run away?
No.
Any trouble in the family? Anything that might make him want to do something like this?
Something like fake his own kidnapping?
It doesn't have to be that extreme, Myron said. Maybe something you or your wife did that got him upset.
No, he said, his voice suddenly far away. I can't think of anything.
He looked up. The sun was low and not very strong anymore, but he still sort of squinted up at Myron, the side of his hand resting on his forehead in an eye-shading salute. The posture reminded Myron of the photograph of Chad he'd seen at the house.
Jack said, You have a thought, Myron, don't you?
Barely.
I'd still like to hear it, Cauldron said.
How badly do you want to win this tournament, Jack?
Cauldron gave a half smile. You were an athlete, Myron. You know how badly.
Yes, Myron said, I do.
So what's your point?
Your son is an athlete. He probably knows, too.
Yes, Cauldron said.
Then,
I'm still waiting for the point.
If someone wanted to hurt you, Myron said, what better way than to mess up your chance of winning the Open?
Jack Cauldron's eyes had that sucker-punched look again. He took a step back.
I'm only theorizing, Myron added quickly. I'm not saying your son is doing that.
But you need to explore every avenue,
Jack Cauldron finished for him.
Yes.
Cauldron recovered, but it took him a little time.